This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to Taraweeh Reminder Day 29. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at the time of Musa alayhi salam, there was a man who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 500 years. 500 years. Full obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the time comes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed that this is the end of his life, the angels of mercy said to him, "Idkhul al-jannah bi fadlillahi wa rahmatih." You know, you will enter Jannah because of the mercy, grace, and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man said, "La, bal adkhulha bi'amali." No, I've been working hard for 500 years. No disobedience. Then the angels stopped. They said, the instructions we have is that no one will make it to Jannah except due to the bounty, grace, and mercy of Allah. And that's exactly what our beloved Prophet ﷺ taught us. He said to Aisha, لا يدخل الجنة أحد بعمله. Nobody will make it to Jannah because of their good deeds. إلا أن يتغمده الله برحمته. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower him with his mercy, bounty, and grace. قالت حتى أنت يا رسول الله, even you, messenger of Allah. And he said, حتى أنا. He said, yes, even me. So when this man said this, the angels of mercy, they went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they said, here is one of your slaves. He's claiming that he will enter Jannah because of his deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُرِيدُ عَدْلِي لَا فَضْلِي. He wants justice. He doesn't want my grace and bounty. Agreed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, put his 500 years of obedience on one side of the scale and put one of my blessings on the other side of the scale, the eyesight. Let me freeze the camera and come to the 21st century and ask myself and ask you, brothers and sisters, if I want one of your eyes, how much would you sell it me for? You know, I know the answer. You're going to say, it's priceless. I'm not going to give you my eye. What about your heart? What about one of your kidneys? What about just one quarter of your liver? How much? No, I can't put price to that. It's priceless. Hold on. Let me ask you the opposite question. How much did you give Allah to give you your eyes? How much? Your kidneys. How much your liver? Subhanallah. We take the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted. So when we abuse that system, when we abuse these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives us a chance after a chance. Wallahi, if we spend all of our life in a state of sujood to Allah, it will not be enough to thank Him for one blessing. Let me go back, unfreeze the camera. So they put the eyesight on one side of the scale and 500 years of ibadah on the other side of the scale. Guess what? The eyesight outweighed the 500 years of ibadah. And the 500 years of ibadah, they just flow away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that's justice. Your 500 years of ibadah is not enough to show gratitude to Allah for one gift, one blessing, the eyes. He said, خُدُوا عَبْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. Take him to hellfire. So while the man was walking to hellfire, he was still looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knows. But for us to learn, look at the dialogue. Allah said, why are you looking at me? قَالَ يَا رَبْ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تُلْقِي بِي فِي النَّارِ. مَا أَظُنُّكَ أَن تُلْقِي بِي فِي النَّارِ. I don't think that you will throw me in hellfire. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خُذُوا عَبْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ بِحُسْنِ ظَنِّهِ بِي. Allah says, take my slave to Jannah, not because of the 500 years of ibadah, because he thinks good of me. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ said. He said, لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسُنُ الظَّنَّ بِاللَّهِ. Do not die except when you think good of Allah. Always think good of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah also said in the Qudsi Hadith, He said, أَنَا عِنْدَ حُسْنِ ظَنَّ عَبْدِي بِي. You know, whatever my slave think of me, if he thinks good of me, I'll give him the good. If he thinks bad of me, he will get what he wants. This is why the Prophet ﷺ went to visit like a young man who was in the deathbed, and he said, "Kayfa tajiduk? How do you feel?" Look at the answer. He said, "Akhafu dhunubi wa arju rahmat rabbi." I'm afraid because of my sins. That's fear on one side. But the other wing is hope. Wa arju rahmat rabbi. And I'm hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower me with His mercy. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَجْتَمَعْنَا فِي مْرِئٍ فِي هَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ إِلَّا غُفْرَ لَهُ. He said, when these two emotions, when these two feelings come together in a situation like this, when you are in the deathbed, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And this is why I have a beautiful analogy by Ibn al-Qayyim. And he said, once the person is born, the arrow of death is shot. And our life is nothing except that span of time where we go to meet that arrow and then we die. Then he said, our journey back to Allah until we meet that arrow is like a bird with a head and two wings. And then he said, the head is the love of Allah. And then he said, the two wings are fear and hope. And we have to maintain a balance when we are flying back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person is very close to Allah, he should feel a little bit more, because when you feel like, I'm okay, I'm done like that man, what's going to happen? No. And when somebody is away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's disheartened and he feels down, then you have to give hope a little bit above fear. Then you will maintain that balance. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught us that at the end of Ramadan, we started Ramadan, we were hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the middle of Ramadan, we were seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the end of Ramadan now, we're seeking to be saved from hellfire. You know, everything comes to an end. And good time flies. Yesterday, we said Ramadan started. Today, subhanallah, this is the 29th night. So how can I end my month? There's a prize, there's a gift at the end of the month. Because every single night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a definite number of people, He saves them from hellfire. But on the last day, or the last night, He saves a number equal to all these nights. This is the night of al-ja'iza, of the prize. So some of us, at the very end of the marathon, we feel so tired. So we start being lazy. Guess what? The racing horse, when it comes to the last turn in the track, they exert their utmost efforts to win the race. Let's learn from these horses and let's push our gears to the utmost so we can reap the fruit of Ramadan, inshallah, to be saved from hellfire. I want to share the good news with you that alhamdulillah, we have raised a good sum of money during the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, close to $35,000 to $40,000, alhamdulillah. And this is all because of the generosity of this community. But you know what? I'm very hopeful that if we can push this to 70,000, inshallah, I'll be very grateful. So between now and Eid, inshallah, you know, I have all the hopes that we can make it. You know, we can make this $30,000, you know, which is our target, inshallah, to complete the 70,000, inshallah. And this is the field of competition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. You know, we need to race for what? To secure our position in Jannah, you know, and the competition should be about the hereafter, the akhirah. So inshallah, I'm not going to do a fundraiser. I will leave it to you because alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we go to GoFundMe, we found almost like $3,000. Alhamdulillah, you know, a generous brother donated like, you know, $20,000. Alhamdulillah. Other people, like mashallah, they made a commitment on a monthly basis. They have done a very good job, alhamdulillah. So I did all the calculation. We're close to 40 something, alhamdulillah. And this is one of the best achievements in the city, alhamdulillah. But we are still, we want the khair for you. We want you to build a house in Jannah. Imagine the Prophet ﷺ said, if you build a house for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will build a house for you, even if that house of Allah is equal to mifhas qata. That means the nest of a bird. So sometimes somebody might say, Sheikh, it takes $1 million or $2 million to build a house. I don't have that money. No, if you give that little bit of share with that intention, Allah will build a house for you in Jannah, inshallah. So let's show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we care about the masajid so as we can continue, inshallah, our activities and programs after Ramadan, inshallah. Don't forget, tomorrow, inshallah, we'll continue our halaqah of Tafsir Surah Yusuf at 5 p.m., inshallah. And if, inshallah, tomorrow we're going to, you know, announce, because tomorrow is the 29th day, we're going to announce if Eid, inshallah, will be Saturday or Sunday, inshallah. If Eid is Saturday, then we will not be doing Taraweeh and there will be no Taraweeh reminder, inshallah. But if it is Sunday, inshallah, expect us, inshallah, also tomorrow to give a Taraweeh reminder at 11 p.m., inshallah. We wish you the best. And if we meet tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to remind you of Salat al-Eid, 2 rak'ah exactly like Jum'ah, except that after the first takbirah and the first rak'ah, you do 7 takbirat. And after you come for the second rak'ah, you do 5 takbirat. If you want to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, he used to read Surat al-A'la in the first rak'ah and Surat al-Ghashiyah in the second rak'ah. That's it. The khutbah comes after, and it's not, you know, mandatory. You can make any reminder. Anybody at the house can make a reminder, or you can listen to any reminder, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who will be safe from hellfire in Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our good deeds in Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last words that we say before we meet with Him, La ilaha illallah. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.